يا طاهرا خير النساء يا مرزيا
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers, sisters and children in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the third annual interfaith play hosted by Waliul Asr entitled Hayhat Min Az-Zillah, We Will Not Accept Humiliation. As stated earlier, please make sure all your cell phones are on silent or vibrate mode, and also note that no photography is allowed. Now sit back, relax, and be inspired as Waliul Asr presents to you Hayhat Min Az-Zillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who is Hussein? Hussein is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hussein is the champion of human rights. Hussein is the manifestation of human dignity. Hussein is the hope for the oppressed. Hussein is the beacon of freedom. Hussein, the one who sacrificed everything for truth, justice, and dignity. The words and action of Hussein will continue to inspire humanity for all times to come. Hussein's sacrifice will continue to be a guiding light for us. His words will continue to awaken our hearts. Yazid was an evil and corrupt dictator. Imam Hussein could have pledged an oath of allegiance to Yazid. He could have saved himself and his family. However, he refused to bow his head in front of an oppressor and declared, Hayhat min az-zillah, we will not accept humiliation. His declaration became a code of life for those that believe in freedom, justice, and human rights. Let us look at the condition of the people during the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Ahlan wa sahlan. As a member of the Banu Timrizi, I'm so happy that my tribe won the annual horse race in Mecca.
MashaAllah, brother.
Brothers, this is just one more of the many honors that have made us the most noble tribe in all of Hijaz.
I am happy for you, brother. But I must say, horses don't bring nobility to a tribe.
Yes, especially considering that the horse of my tribe was mysteriously poisoned just one day before the race.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is totally unacceptable. May Allah protect me and my tribe from your jealousy. Wa min sharri al-hasid idha hasad.
Brothers, calm down. Let us not fight over such petty issues. Haven't you heard that Yazid has surrounded Imam Hussein and is planning on attacking him and his family? We must rally the men from our tribes and stand with our Imam at this critical juncture. Now, Mukhtar and Maysim have been captured. We need to find a way to get to our Imam and help him.
Stand in unity with these Hasidin? Impossible! In any case, do not forget your place. While we have allowed you to sit with us, you must not consider yourself worthy of advising us!
I cannot imagine cooperating with cheaters, but I do agree that in the gathering of tribal nobles, you should not give advice. This is the problem with Hussein. In the 72 that have gathered with him in Karbala, 17 are from your tribe. How can the tribal noble stand with Hussein if he does not differentiate between races? Now, I am all for being kind to all Muslims, but people must be treated according to their bloodlines.
Abu Hamza, why are you being so judgmental? The only thing your tribe is really good at is dancing with the swords at festivals. Whereas my tribe, brothers, my tribe had 10 fighters in the Battle of Badr. Your tribe was busy dancing and entertaining the Egyptians in Cairo.
How dare you insult my tribe?
Brothers, please keep your swords back.
Keep quiet, cheater. Go find the fastest horse of your tribe and ride away from here. This is a field for men, not a racetrack.
Let me show you who the real man is. Let me show you why Arab mothers use the name of my tribe to scare their children.
Huh? This is because the people of your tribe look ugly, not because they're brave.
Brothers, please. We are the Shia of the Imam. The Imam is under attack. We must forget our petty differences and unite and help him.
We must defend the honor of our tribe.
A group of women are sitting together discussing the current political climate and the choices that they have to make.
Did you see how Umme Huda was trying to flatter the wife of the commander's army? Even Huda was trying to follow the daughter of the commander like a goat. Bah! Zakia, Huda is your friend. It is not nice to talk bad about your friend and her mother behind their back in this manner. Yes, you should not call her a goat. She's definitely not a goat. Maybe a wicked fox or a sly snake.
Yeah.
In any case, Yazid is the caliph and Abu Sa'd is his trusted commander. Umme Huda is only trying to get close to the family and we must not let that happen.
I completely agree. I have heard that Yazid has opened the coffers of a treasury for those that stand with him. I could most definitely add to my collection of 56 gold sets.
Sisters, I am shocked at your attitude. You are choosing gold and silver over the son of Ali and Fatima? We should encourage our family members to join Hussein.
Jazakallah, yes! I want to be able to show my face to Bibi Fatima Zahra on the Day of Judgment.
Okay, let's not get all holy and emotional. Hussein does not stand a chance. If you really want to help him, you should go to his sister Zainab and convince them to pledge an oath of allegiance to Yazid.
Masha'Allah, what intelligence, and at such a young age.
I completely agree with you. It's not just about the gold and the silver, but if my husband were to join Hussein and get killed by Yazid's army, then who will take care of my 15 children?
But Yazid is an evil dictator and an oppressor. He has killed countless innocent people, including the companions of the Holy Prophet. Your love of the material world has blinded you, and you have forgotten the difference between right and wrong. Do you really believe you will benefit by betraying the son of Fatima and Ali? Have you forgotten all the ayats and ahadith about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? I do not want to sit in your company, lest the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also engulfs me. Let's go, sister.
I know the perfect gift to present to the wife of Abu Sa'd. Let us share the details of these opponents of Yazid with them. This is going to be a great way for us to get close to them.
SubhanAllah, may Allah increase your knowledge.
Thank you, thank you.
Let us now move to the Indian subcontinent in the year 1782. The East India Company that came in the guise of traders proved to be a Trojan horse for the colonization of the subcontinent by the British. Using the divide and conquer approach, and with the help of traitors, they captured most of India. Tipu Sultan, the king of Mysore, the son of Haider Ali and Fatima Fakhrunnisa, is one of the last rulers of India that refuses to bow in front of the British.
حکومت برطانیہ کا وقت حاضر ہو
Good morning, Your Highness. We are the representatives of the East India Company. We bring the greetings of the British Empire, the supreme power in the world.
Greetings to you as well. I welcome you to the kingdom where people believe there is only one supreme power in the world, the Lord that created us all equal.
Thank you, Your Highness. The British Empire is willing to forget the bitter history between Mysore and Britain and would like to start afresh. We are willing to ignore the past in exchange of exclusive contracts and construction of a British army base here in Mysore.
We, as the most civilized nation on earth, have mentored and guided the savages in various parts of the world. It is as though God has chosen us as his hand on earth to bring people towards the light. What we are asking for in return is a very small price.
Bravo. Amazing. What is it? What an extremely generous offer. The British indeed deserve to be called benevolent and merciful.
Merciful? Did you say merciful? The massacre of thousands of Indians, the occupation of our land, plundering of our resources, enslaving many parts of our nation, this should be called benevolence?
Your Highness, before you speak more, you should be aware of the might and power of the British Empire. We're offering this deal out of our compassionate and kind natures. But if you choose not to accept our offer, well, we have other means of achieving.
How dare you come to my court and threaten me? Living one day as a lion is better than living 100 years as a jackal. Go, tell your British Empire, Mysore will not surrender. We are the kingdom that defeated the British and broke their aura of invincibility. And if you dare attack us, we will stand and fight against oppression. Now please, leave my court.
Tipu Sultan, you will regret those words. Let's go. We will teach these savages a lesson they will never forget. Ha!
But your Highness.
No, Mir Jafar.
Francisi Girjagar ki raaye bhai hazir ho.
May peace be unto you, Your Highness.
May peace be unto you.
I am Sister Marie, and she is Sister Margaret. We are from the Convent of Jesus and Mary.
I welcome you to my court. I hope that you find that the laws of Mesur are based on freedom, justice, and respect for all its citizens. Do you have any complaints?
No, Your Highness. We are very grateful for the rights awarded to us under your rule. We do not have any complaints at all. We are very grateful to the Lord for making us subjects of a just ruler like yourself.
Your Highness, we came here to request you to allow us to build the first church in Mesur. The size of our congregation makes it very hard for us to hold the mass at people's houses. The church would also like some space for an orphanage, so we can take care of those children whose parents have passed away.
What? Build a church in our land? The land that we acquired as a result of so many sacrifices? How dare you make such a blasphemous request? If you're not guests, I would ask my soldiers to cut off your heads.
Quiet, Mir Jafar. Islam teaches us to respect a whole of humanity. According to the Quran, taking the life of one innocent is like taking the life of all of humanity. And saving a person's life is like saving all of humanity. You want to take the heads off these people? These people of God who are serving their community? Imam Ali has taught us, a person is either your brother in faith or your equal in humanity. I am well aware of the activities of the Jesus and Mary Convent, and I know them to be very pious Christians. Therefore, I hereby decree the building of the first church in Mesur, which will be managed by this convent.
Thank you, Your Highness. May the Holy Father bless you immensely in this world and the hereafter.
Your Highness, you are the manifestation of how a ruler should govern his affairs. You will always be part of our prayers.
Assalamu alaikum, Baba.
Wa alaikum salam, my lovely children.
I am so sorry, Your Highness. I tried to stop them. I seek your forgiveness.
Tahira, you've served this throne for the past 10 years. Have you seen me getting angry with any of my servants?
No, Your Highness. You and your father before you have been extremely kind and merciful to all of us.
Baba, Father and Sakina are making fun of me. You should ask your guards to hang them upside down. I wish I was an only child.
My son, what has happened? Why are you girls bothering your brother?
We saw him acting like the British people. He was talking and walking like them, and it was really funny.
Hey, gods, bring me a shirt with a blue collar. I am Sir John of Essex County. It was so funny.
See, I told you, these sisters are a punishment of God for my sins.
My angry prince, calm down. And my princesses should not be making fun of your little brother. But my son, while it is okay for you to learn good habits and skills from others, imitating and copying for no reason, that is a dangerous habit. You should never compromise your identity and values.
But Baba, everyone thinks it's so cool to be British.
My son, what everyone else thinks does not matter. Remember, never make choices in life based on what everyone else is doing. A leader does not follow a path. He makes his own trail. He is different from the followers, and he makes decisions based on what is right and what is wrong, irrespective of how many people are on either side.
I think we should hang this Sir John of Essex County upside down with a British tie.
Splendid idea!
Representatives are very angry at Tipu Sultan's refusal to surrender Mysore, and they meet to discuss strategies for defeating him.
Tipu Sultan, Tipu Sultan, Tipu Sultan! I hate and detest this savage, speaking to the greatest power on earth with such bravery and courage. I want him finished!
But in 1766, he defeated us at the War of Carnatic. And in 1780, he decisively defeated Colonel Bailey in the Battle of Palnala. Did you happen to notice that he had a mural of the Battle of Palnala as a decorative item on his wall?
In 1781, he freed Chitor from our occupation. And in 1782, he defeated Colonel Braithwaite at Anagodi. In 1784, we were forced to sign the Treaty of Mangalore because of our humiliating defeat.
But what makes you think we'll be able to defeat him this time? The British have lost every time they have come against Tipu Sultan.
We are going to defeat him not through our swords, but through conspiracies and traitors. I want the three of you to find me speakers in the mosques, temples, and churches who will make one denomination fight against the other. One sect hates the other. If they hate each other more than they hate us, we can easily divide and conquer them. Go! Find me great orators who will mesmerize the crowds and capture their attention and fill their hearts with hate for each other. I will arrange a meeting with Mir Jafar. He can be the key to capture of Mysore.
Ugh, Mir Jafar, he's such a weasel. I really do not like him. As much as I hate what Tipu Sultan has done to the British, I cannot help but respect his courage and sincerity.
Yes, I agree. But do not worry about me, Jafar. Let's use him and then get rid of him.
To the British takeover of Mysore.
Cheers!
The British have offered the kingdom of Mysore to Mir Jafar if he betrays Tipu Sultan. Mir Jafar is delighted to receive the offer, but he is worried about the reaction from his family members.
Lissaji, what is the matter? Why are you looking so disturbed?
Umiru Baba, the British have offered to make me king if I betray Tipu Sultan.
That means I will be the queen? Mashallah, mashallah, I knew my prayers would be answered soon. This is a great offer. I will be able to go to Britain. My friends already say
that I talk like a true British person. It is my earnest desires to become so British that no one will even know that I'm Indian. I want to walk like them. I want to talk like them. I want to act like them. I want to eat like them. I want to be like them. I would love to be so English that even the English will find me more English than the actual English is.
Hi. Yes, my daughter, I have the same aspirations. I may look Indian, but I feel very strongly that my heart is very British. It has this British beat to it. One of my doctor friends was telling me that she has listened to the hearts of many Indians and many British people. And my heart beats exactly like that of a British person. I have even started to drink lassi in a teacup.
Great! I knew I could count on the support of my family, or should I say, my British family for this. I will finalize the deal with them.
The British onslaught on India was not limited to physical war and occupation. They also launched a psychological and cultural onslaught to enslave the population of the subcontinent.
Ammi, why do we have to wear this hijab? Some of the girls in my school have stopped wearing it, and they make fun of us and call us backward and orthodox.
Yes, and they were also making fun of Razia Zabaya. They were saying that now that the British are civilizing India, that there is no need for Muslim women to wear hijab anymore.
Yep.
And that wearing it is a sign of oppression.
I completely agree with them.
My lovely sisters, Islam teaches us that the worth of a man or a woman in society should not be based on their physical appearance. Rather, it should be based on their knowledge and character. My self-esteem is not based on getting compliments about my looks from others. I know who I am, and I care about pleasing my Creator rather than the people around me. Why should I worry about looking attractive to men? I am a person, not an object. Hijab has liberated me.
Masha Allah, my lovely daughter. We are the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, who have taught us to lead our lives with Izzah, which means honor and dignity. Those who stray away from the right path due to changing times and peer pressure, they do not have Izzah. We must remember that following the instructions of our Creator will give us honor in this world and the hereafter. And Lady Zainab, Fatima are our role models, and not the British. We must remember that Haya and Ismat is a mark of inner beauty. And my daughters, Hijab is the outer manifestation of a beautiful soul.
Okay, but I pray my salahs, I keep my fast, and I follow all the other rules of Islam. What difference does it make if I don't wear hijab?
Oh no, no, please do not consider my hijab to be a small matter. Remember, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam saw the sacrifice of 72 of his family members on the day of Ashura. He saw the merciless killing of his thirsty father, uncle, six-month-old brother, and endured unbelievable pain and misery. But when he was asked about his most difficult time, he said, Asham, 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 when the ladies of
the Ahmul Bayt were forced to go to the court of Yazid without hijab. Based on the teachings of the Ahmul Bayt, we should not take hijab or any other part of our religion lightly.
I suppose you're right. Jazakallah, Apa.
Yes, thank you. I will not seek to please my class fellows at the cost of displeasing my creator anymore.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
It has become clear that Tipu Sultan will not surrender Mysore to the British. Let us now go to the house of a Momin family where the only son is a soldier in Tipu Sultan's army.
It seems like the British are going to attack Mysore. Tipu Sultan has chosen to stand with dignity and honor and has refused to surrender to the oppressors. Freedom is a basic human right, and I am very glad that our king is choosing freedom over slavery.
Yes, Mother. I am proud to be a soldier of the king's army, and I'll defend the honor and dignity of our people. Our king is standing up for the rights of the weak and oppressed, and the morale of the army is very high. We are all willing to stand in solidarity for justice and freedom.
Ah, Subhanallah, Beta. Your father also chose to stand with Haider Ali for the rights and freedoms of our people. A Muslim never commits dhulm or takes the rights of any innocent person or even animal. In Islam, one is not allowed to even damage a tree or a plant and cannot pluck the leaves without reason. However, a Muslim also does not let anyone else commit dhulm and defends those that cannot defend themselves, irrespective of caste, creed, or religion. A moderate Muslim is one who does not commit dhulm on anyone and does not let anyone commit dhulm on him or the weak in society.
Yes, Mother. We have defeated the British multiple times before and will, inshallah, do so again. The results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are only accountable for our choices and actions. Even if we lose, we have still won by virtue of being on the right side and taking a principled stand.
Jazakallah, Beta. May you always remain on the path of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam.
Let us now move to Karbala. Ah, Karbala, where the scorching sun and desert heat makes all life forms very thirsty. The day of Ashura has arrived. 30,000 soldiers of Yazid's army have surrounded Hussein's caravan, consisting of around 150 men, women, and children. The army of Yazid blocked access to water 3 days ago. The children are raising the cries of Al-Atash, Al-Atash, but the hearts of Yazid soldiers have been hardened due to eating and committing haram.
Shabas ibn Rabi', O Hajjar ibn Abjar,
O Qais ibn Ash'as, O Yazid ibn Haris, had you not invited me, saying that the fruits had ripened and the surrounding land had blossomed, and to come to a huge army prepared for me?
No, we never wrote those letters.
Glory be to Allah. Yes, by Allah, you had written those letters. O people, then now, if you do not like my arrival, then leave me, so I may go to a place of refuge.
Submit yourselves to Bani Umayyah.
By Allah, I shall not give my hands in yours like a low man, nor shall I flee like a slave. Inna da'i ibn da'i قَدْ رَكَذَنِي بَيْنَ إِثْلَتَيْنِ بَيْنَ الثِّلَتِ وَالذِّلَّةِ وَهَيْهَاتْ مِنَّ الذِّلَّةِ.
Hussein refused to bow his head in front of an evil oppressor. One by one, the companions of Hussein were martyred by Yazid's army. Hussein's caravan included freedom and justice-loving people from all races. John bin Huwei was a freed slave from Abyssinia, now known as Ethiopia. Imam advised John to save his life.
You have accompanied us all this way, but now you may go.
How is it fair that I benefit from your company and hospitality, yet abandon you in your hardship?
Fi amanillah.
John fought bravely with the evil army of Yazid and sacrificed his life for freedom and human dignity for people of all castes, creeds, and races. From morning to afternoon, Hussein picked up the bodies of his family and friends. He had to pick up the body of Habib ibn Mazahir, his 82-year-old friend, the dismembered body of Qasim, his nephew, the arms and body of his brother Abbas, the symbol of loyalty and courage. Abbas, who reached the river but did not drink water. Wa Husayna, thirsty for 3 days, the 57-year-old Hussein has been picking the bodies of his family and friends. Now, it is one of the most difficult times as Ali Akbar, Hussein's eldest son, has come to ask for Hussein's permission.
May Allah be with you, Akbar. But you know how much your mother, your aunts, and your sisters love you. Go and say farewell to them.
Akbar walks to the tent of his mother, his sister, and his aunt Zainab. We do not know the exact conversation that transpired, but have historical accounts that the farewell of Akbar was an extremely sad and sorrowful moment.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The time has come for me to go to the battlefield.
Alaykum as-salam. Oh, Akbar! Your face and character is like my grandfather Muhammad. I have taken care of you like a son. How will I live without you?
no one who has gone to the battlefield has returned. Please do not go. Uncle Abbas promised to get water, but only his body came back. We will tolerate this thirst, but cannot tolerate living without you. We do not want water. Please do not go.
Protect your father and us from this evil army after you have left.
Ya Rasulullah, look at how your Ummah is treating your family. How the love of this world has encapsulated their hearts. And how they are thirsty for the blood of your beloved grandson.
My sons, Oun and Muhammad, have already been sacrificed. And there's no one left to save Imam Hussein and our just cause. May Allah be with you, my child. May your thirst be quenched by my grandfather, Prophet Muhammad.
Fi amanillah.
Let's kill Akbar. When he dies, Hussein will not want to live. For Akbar is the life of Hussein.
Akbar's battle reminded the oppressor of his grandfather Ali. He killed many, but was finally surrounded by the evil army. One of the soldiers of Yazid, Murra ibn Munqadh Lanatullah, threw a spear that lodged into Akbar's body and punctured his liver.
Ya Abata, alayka minna salam.
Abbas, now that this brother of yours needs you, where have you gone?
Ya Hussein, Ya Maslum Hussein. Hussein cries in extreme sorrow and reaches the body of Ali Akbar to look at him for one last time. Ali Akbar embraces Hussein with one hand and tries to hide the broken spear with the other.
Amma ki nigaahon se mera zakhm chupana, ke baba mere seene mein sina toot gayi hai. Amma ki nigaahon se mera zakhm chupana, ji chahta hai aapki tasleem ko uthun. Rutbe ka taqaza hai taazeem ko uthun. Mushkil hai magar haath kale jaise hatana, ke baba mere seene mein sina toot gayi hai. Amma ki nigaahon se mera zakhm chupana, is tarah kaleje mein utar aayi hai barchi. Sina nahi armaan bhi maa ke hue zakhmi. Chaha tha meri maa ne mujhe dulha banana, ke baba mere seene mein sina toot gaya.
amma ki nigaahon se mera zakhm chupana. Main jaanta hoon wo bahut tum se karegi tanha. قتل میں میری پالنے والی کو نہ لانا کہ بابا میرے سینے میں سینہ ٹوٹ گئی ہے. اممہ کی نگاہوں سے میرا زخم چھپانا. قاتل نے سینہ توڑی تکلم یہی کہہ کے سنتا ہوں کہ صابر ہے بہت سبت پیمبر. اکبر صبر کی میں راج دکھا کر کہ بابا میرے سینے میں سینہ ٹوٹ گئی ہے. اممہ کی نگاہوں سے میرا زخم چھپانا.
Hussein moved Ali Akbar's hand and tried to remove the broken spear from Ali Akbar's body, but Ali Akbar passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Assalamu alayka ya mazloom Hussein. السلام علیک یا غریب حسین. او حسین, accept our salams, accept the salams of all of us sitting here. We are sinful, but we love you and your family and ask for tawfiq to follow your path. O mother of Hussein, ya Zahra, we know that you witnessed these tragic scenes in Karbala and you attend the remembrances of Hussein around the world. Please accept our condolences and our salams. Abadullah, ya Zahra, ma ninsa Husayna. Abadullah, ya Zahra, ma ninsa Husayna. We promise you, ya Zahra, that we will never forget Hussein.
The British forces have surrounded the fortress of Mysore, but following the teachings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Tipu Sultan refuses to surrender to oppression. The morale of the army is very high and the nation is firmly united behind their king. Tipu Sultan is hopeful that he will be able to defeat the British again.
Your Highness, there is no chance for us to win against the might and power of the British Empire. I can negotiate a deal on your behalf which will ensure the safety of you and your family. No, I will not bow in front of an oppressive power. I took an oath to defend the weak and the helpless. As a follower of Hussein ibn Ali, I prefer death on my feet than life on my knees. I have been a
Godzilla, we will defend ourselves against colonization and oppression. The Christians, the Hindus, and the Muslims of India are united against these oppressors. We have defeated them before, and inshallah, we shall do so again.
I want Tipu Sultan dead!
Halt! Halt! Steady!
Allah Akbar!
There is a lull in fighting. Why don't you leave your positions so I can give you your salaries? You can return back after I give you your paychecks.
Jee, sir.
Go, go, go.
Get him, get him.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Tipu Sultan. Take off the head of this traitor. But you promised to make me your king. If you can betray the trust of your own king and your own people, you will do the same to me, but for a higher price. Take him away.
In the scorching heat of Karbala, Imam Hussein sacrificed himself and his family and gave the message of Hayat Minad Dhillah to the world. This message became the rallying cry of freedom and justice-loving people for all times to come. The honorable and courageous souls amongst us continue to refuse an oath of allegiance to the oppressors. Whether it is Tipu Sultan's refusal to surrender, Mahatma Gandhi's stand against the colonial power, Rosa Parks' refusal to accept the prevalent racism, or Martin Luther King's courage to dream when he was not allowed to have any aspirations. In each case, the ones who chose the path of Hayat Minad Dhillah have changed the course of history for the better. Oh, my Muslim Imam, we were not there when your Ali Akbar fell from the horse and cried, Ya Abata, Alayka Minni Salam. We were not there when your six-month-old Ali Asghar was killed in your arms. Oh Hussein, we were not there when your body was suspended on arrows and your thirsty throat was cut with a blunt knife. But oh my Imam, we promise you that we will not consider Karbala just a story or a historical event. We will not make it a ritual that is only commemorated in Mars on certain dates. We will not let your sacrifice go in vain. Wherever we live, Ali Akbar and Sakina bint Hussein will be our role models. We will recognize the Hussein and the Yazid of our time and make sure that we're always siding with Hussein and Husseiniyat. Ya Abadullah, whenever we have the choice between honor and worldly ease, we promise that we will always choose honor over dishonor, truth over falsehood, and dignity over humiliation. Oh Hussein, Give us the courage to put our faith into action, to stand tall for our beliefs and our values, to raise children that will be a source of pride for you and your grandson, the Wali al-Asr, the Hussein of our time. I request all of you, let us promise our Imam that we will always choose courage, dignity, and honor. Please, repeat after me. I hope men of Allah! I hope men of Allah!
On behalf of all the board members and staff of Wali al-Asr, as well as all the cast members, the backstage helpers, and all the volunteers, we thank you for your presence today and participating in the third annual interfaith play entitled Hayhat Min Az-Zilla, We Will Not Accept Humiliation. Wali al-Asr will be holding a fundraising on March 28, 2014. We are spreading the word of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we request your help with this. So please help in this cause by purchasing tickets outside. At this time, may I ask you all to please stand and join me in reciting Dua-e Imam Zamana. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرزك طوى وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you very much once again, and please exit through the doors on your right and left and at the rear. Please, as you leave, also make sure you take all your personal belongings, and note to make a point and visit the art exhibition which is at the rear of the lobby. Thanks again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam.
Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam.
Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam.
Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam. Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam.
Basti basti kariya kariya,
basti basti kariya kariya,
tera hota rahe maula matam.
Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam. Dar dar matam, dar dar matam, tera hota rahe maula matam.
Tera matam hai mere maula, duniya ke kisi کونے میں گیا مصروف رہا ماتم میں تیرے
مصروف رہا ماتم میں تیرے
دیتا ہے سکون تیرا ماتم
در ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم
جب دل نے کہا اے زہرا میرے گھر میں بہانے اشک ادا بس میں نے بچھا کے فرش ادا
بس میں نے بچھا کے فرش ادا
کچھ دیر کیا برپا ماتم
گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم
کل ہاتھ بندھے تھے زینب کے مجبور بہن تھی ناتم سے مجلس ہے تیری گھر گھر برپا
مجلس ہے تیری گھر گھر برپا
اب کرتی ہے سب دنیا ماتم
گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم
عباس کی شان کٹ تو گئے معصوم تیرے پیاسے بھی رہے غازی کے لیے بچوں کے لیے
غازی کے لیے بچوں کے لیے
اب کرتا رہے دریا ماتم
گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم
عاشور کو جب سورج نکلا زہرا کے بھرے گھر کو دیکھا پر چاند نے زینب کو دیکھا
پر چاند نے زینب کو دیکھا
کرتی ہے بھرے گھر کا ماتم
گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم
کربل سے سفر تھا شام کا جب لاشیں پہ پکاری یہ زینب تا حشر تیری مظلومی پر
تا حشر تیری مظلومی پر
کرنا ہے مجھے بھیا ماتم
گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم تیرا ہوتا رہے مولا ماتم گھر گھر ماتم در در ماتم